Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whoa.
Someone is waiting outside the door, which is odd because it's a Skype interview.
Ah.
This is going to be a big holiday treat for you. Hold on 1 second outside the door.
There are advanced man's outside? Or
no, I'm not sure exactly. He might be knocking on the door to get into his own studio.
Ah.
A holiday treat for everybody. He took to Twitter again this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry King. Come in, Larry. Come into your studio, I guess. Can you...
Come on
stuck?
In.
Come in.
Come on, Larry.
Come in. This is exciting. He's going to use...
Hold on. I'm going to go up to the door and see who's there.
But he's not here. He's there. He's in the studio where he records his podcast with Sean.
Ah, but Larry? He's in New York and she's in L.A.
Someone was playing the sound effects. I'm actually on my Skype line.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hi there, boy.
That sounds exactly...
This is the same, this is the same Skype that I use when I'm talking to Sean.
On your podcast.
On my podcast, when I'm doing it from my bedroom, and she does it from hers.
Yeah. You don't live together?
Hi there, boy. What?
You don't live together?
We live together. We sleep in separate bedrooms, and I miss her. I do, but she doesn't. Apparently, I've bruised several of her ribs with my bony elbows. Hey there, boy.
Is there any way you can tweak your audio? You sound like garbage.
Yeah.
Sure, let me tweak it. Hold on just a second.
This will fix everything. Larry's been...
Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
Too loud. Way too loud.
Way too loud. Too loud.
Back off on that.
You got to back off.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get a little more gain, actually? Just a little bit
just
more,
touch,
if you don't
you
mind.
Bet, yeah.
Or no, actually, the top is what I'm looking for. Okay. Gain. Now. Level would be at the bottom. Oh, we're good.
That's horrible,
no,
Larry.
You have left the room at this point, Larry.
Maybe you need to project. Give me one of your great Larry King sign-ons. Let's hear how you sound.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Oh.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Larry, don't you have an engineer?
I don't have an engineer working with me right now. We're having some problems with the audio chain.
Remember when all the engineers hated you at Mutual?
Oh, I hated them too.
Why?
They had bad attitudes.
Hello.
Wait, can you go
back? Out of phase.
Can you go back?
Hi, this is Larry. Hi, folks. This is Larry King. Having a little trouble with some of my technical
issues.
Do you
have like the monitor speakers turned up too high or something?
I don't think so. How's that? Is that better?
Can you turn your radio down?
Whoa. Interstellar Larry.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Better.
Hi.
All this is making me nauseous, Larry.
Yeah.
Is there
another microphone in the studio you could try?
Hi, this is Larry King.
No, it's still
good.
Hi, it's Larry King. Hello. How are you? You doing all
right? Did you fall in a hot tub? What happened?
I'm here. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right. But we want you to sound right. You sound...
Whoa.
Hey, you know what? That's your new bit, isn't it, Little Larry?
No. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm in the can now.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my master bathroom. I've got a huge master bathroom with a huge marble tub.
Okay. That's not
It's a raised tub. It's not sunken. Right. I don't like sunken because I hurt my femur.
Do you have a bidet?
Hello. What?
A bidet.
I don't have a bidet. I don't know what a bidet's for. Why do you need a bidet when you've got toilet paper?
You know what it's for?
That's what I think.
It's like one of your tweets.
Larry.
This is when they freeze your head and put you on another body.
Yeah, I think so. This is... Is there a button labeled bypass? Try that.
Hold on a second.
We're going to talk him through it.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hi, folks. It's Larry King.
No, Larry.
Hold on a second.
Bypass. Now you sound like you've taken Ambien.
Larry, this shouldn't be, or we have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying my best.
Can you imagine if one of our listeners had, like, dropped LSD just for kicks before this happened?
This sounds right to them.
Freaking out.
I think somebody knocked out the cable. Somebody knocked out the cable.
Someone kicked out a cable, Larry?
I think somebody did. I'm trying to fix it.
Was it your son? Let me jiggle this.
Let me jiggle this around.
Hey, Larry, what's the deal with curly fries?
Hi, Oscar.
What's the deal with curly fries? Why are they curly?
Curly fries. What's the point? I like my fries straight, just like my man.
Hi there, it's Larry King.
Hey, that's better.
There we are. Now we finally got it working.
Now you sound like when we started.
That's great. It's great to be with you. And hi, I hope everybody listens to the Larry King podcast. We'd sure like to be on the Moore Network. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No invitations.
But I really like that to work.
You.
Hold on. Let me just give it one good whack.
Please, please.
Okay.
Let me give it one good whack and see what happens.
Right.
Hold on.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Finally, that's excellent.
Hi there, boy.
That's the kind
of
technology.
That's working better, isn't it?
You should use
that's
that
fantastic.
With Sean, not the hitting part, but sounding better.
Yeah, I never hit her. I never hit her. I just kiss her. She's so great. I love Sean.
Or you could shake the ass out of her, as Chris Rock once said.
Yeah.
Why are you so crazy?
Why do you cheat on me? No, the fact is, Sean Southwick King has more strength in her arms than I do. My muscles are atrophying as we speak right now. That's why my shoulder blades are actually touching as we speak.
Can I ask a question that might be considered sensitive?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever kiss her hard?
Oh, yeah, passionately.
Yeah, like a Bill Cosby kiss. Oh.
What I do is, you know those little fish that you see in the tanks that suck the side of the aquarium and
sucker
go up the
side? Sucker fish, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, but I do it right on her cheek. And I'll latch onto her, and I'll suck. And I'll suck the end of her chin, and I won't as a matter of fact, one time on a Christmas when we were in Utah, I sucked her chin, and I latched on so hard that she spun around like a ballerina, and my arms were flailing behind me, and we did kind of a lovely dance. The family was totally
like a barnacle.
Out.
I wish I'd seen that.
Just like a barnacle. It was fun there, boy, but I love her, and I think she'd be a good hooker.
What? Now, you tweeted this. You went on a Twitter jag, I think, Sunday night? And you said that she would be a good hooker. Your own wife.
My tweet was from King's Things. I wrote, my wife would have made a fortune if she had been a hooker.
Now, that's an interesting opinion. I'm curious. What are the qualities you look for in a good hooker?
Applied herself well.
Well, it's actually.
Hold on. Let him go
on. Done this before.
Let him go on. Yeah.
I don't want this to be her first trick.
What about
these are some of the things I look forward in the hooker.
How does she do under fire?
Press under fire. These are some of the things I look forward in the modern hooker.
And she exhibits these?
I am exhausted after 30 nights.
Maybe it was all the sucking.
Done this before. I don't want it to be her first prostitution. I like her.
You do?
Sean Southwick King.
Yeah. So
she's great there, boy.
It was high praise.
Would you like to hear some of Larry's other tweets?
You mean we're going to delve into King's Things?
King's Things.
Go ahead.
Sunday night. What is short about strawberry shortcake?
Well, it's the amount of shortening in the
You're not
the
supposed
cake.
To answer King's Things.
Well,
I don't look for
out.
You big head Todd, to answer King's Things. We just make him. You just be quiet and act confused.
Who knows that?
And it's not acting.
It's strange, but I just thought about my tricycle.
Oh, no.
Oh, I have a tricycle.
Weird. Yeah.
Do Eskimos really kiss with their noses, boy?
Yeah, boy.
I don't want to be their first kiss.
Pressure under an igloo.
Does it hurt to have your nose pierced?
Does it?
And I've always had a crush on Regis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What would you do to Regis if you had the opportunity?
What would I do? I think the operative question is, what have I done? I've had him.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know the problem with Hollywood is? They make unbelievable, unremarkable shit. Now, I'm not some grungy wannabe filmmaker. that's searching for existentialism through a haze of bong smoke or something. No, it's easy to pick apart bad acting, short-sighted directing, and the purely moronic stringing together of words that many of the studios term as prose. No, I'm talking about the lack of realism. Realism. Not a pervasive element in today's modern American cinematic vision. Take Dog Day Afternoon, for example. Arguably Pacino's best work, short of Scarface and Godfather Part One, of course. Masterpiece of directing, easily Lumet's best. The cinematography, the acting, the screenplay, all top-notch. But they didn't push the envelope. Now, what if in Dog Day, Sonny wanted to get away with it, really wanted to get away with it? What if, now this is the tricky part, what if he started killing hostages right away? No mercy, no quarter. Meet our demands, are the pretty blonde and the bell bottoms gets it in the back of the head. Bam, splat. What, still no bus? Come on. How many innocent victims splattered across a window would it take to have the city reverse its policy on hostage situations? And this is 1976. There's no CNN. There's no CNBC. There's no internet. Now, fast forward to today. Present time, same situation. How quickly would the modern media make a frenzy over this? In a matter of hours, it would be the biggest story from Boston to Budapest. 10 hostages die. 20, 30, relentless, bam, bim, one after another. All caught in high def, computer enhanced, color corrected. You practically taste the brain matter. All for what, a bus, a plane, a couple of $1 million that's federally insured? I don't think so, but just a thought.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Blinds.com. I love Blinds.com. I've used them in my house in Florida with plantation shutters and blackout shades. Whether you are tackling a home improvement list, battling harsh UV rays, or you just want to spruce up your home, shopping with Blinds.com makes the process an absolute no-brainer. Now, listen to this. You can always try your blinds before you buy with the Blinds.com Window Shopper app. It lets you try out every window treatment virtually on your own window and do it every single time. It's fantastic. Find great discounts the entire month of June at Blinds.com or choose dinner and a movie with any purchase of $299 or more. Just go to Blinds.com/easy, but it's only in the month of June, so go there right now. As always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that absolutely crush the prices you'll find in the stores. Blinds.com takes care of its customers in so many ways, like the sure fit guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. There's never any risk to you because Blinds.com really cares. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's Florida home. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody made it home safely and soundly. My wife pulled an amazing traffic deal. She left on Saturday, probably mid-afternoon, early afternoon, and she made it up there by 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
That's probably the only time that is smart to travel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She went out the whole 95 corridor.
Wow.
She's working at her old business up in Virginia this week for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm alone.
Again?
Again.
She keeps leaving you. What's going on?
Yeah, well, Oscar, in this particular circumstance, I have to tell you guys.
Yes.
I cannot blame the woman. Oh. Even if she had not had a prearranged departure. Where originally, you know the deal. Before my body began falling apart, the original deal was I was going to come up at the end of this week, and I might have even planned on broadcasting the whole week up in D.C.
Yes.
But with my my myriad of medical conditions, I stay down here just to recover, to get better, to do the show, and just to not travel. And imagine my surprise when I thought the Thanksgiving holiday would simply be an opportunity to take care of others.
Sure.
And feel good about
I saw your posts.
This is what you do
beautiful.
At Thanksgiving. That's right.
So,
give back.
For
service.
Purposes of explanation, I will go into my phone right here.
Okay.
I like to do this. I like to occasionally just
surf
send
the web.
Carla is gone. The baby's
While
also
doing
gone.
The show.
Or do
what?
You have the baby?
The baby's gone. No.
Okay. What and the dogs?
Yeah,
are...
the baby's crawling around outside. Why?
I thought so.
Put him in a playpen.
And the of course the dogs will be in the kennel. When last week? How fast did you get them to the kennels?
The dogs are with me, Rob. The dogs are.
They keep him warm.
They might be socially with him, but emotionally they're against him. No.
They'll turn once they realize he's the only one giving them food.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? Once they realize Carla's
yeah,
gone,
this is it.
They're going to have a little powwow.
Now, Oscar, don't check your phone until I tell you.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want you to look at it.
It's silence. It's between my legs. Right under
so,
my
So here's the deal. So last week, every day, we were going over and getting meals ready for a program down here in South Florida called Feed the 5,000. And the Feed the 5,000, the goal is to provide Thanksgiving meals for people who need them. And it requires a tremendous amount of cooking, tremendous amount of charitable donations, tremendous amount of volunteer work.
You see, this is not what you said last week. You said Feed the 5,000 was you're going to give a sandwich to every one of your Facebook friends.
No. I was going to do this. And my last night before we actually went out and made deliveries was the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And I was reflecting on that as I was driving to the church and saying to myself, my, how times have changed. When really my modus operandi on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving used to be just a legendary drunk.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic bar night. It starts in when you come home from college.
Yes.
Because you spend that Wednesday night going to a local bar looking for your high school friends.
So true.
And then it just goes on until you're grown up and then you die.
So I have this little pimple on the side of my head.
Hot.
Where the CPAP machine kind of irritated my skin.
I've gotten that.
And where I wear glasses and where I wear headphones. And where I wear Oscar's headphones that he had me buy for the TV in the bedroom.
Nice.
When Carla
wireless
doesn't want
headphones.
So I've constantly got stuff
headphones.
On here. I don't think anything of it. I just think it's kind of irritating. And, you know, I'm digging at it a little bit. And then kind of doing different stuff.
In the
so
car,
Wednesday
you're doing
night
this?
Before. I'm doing this all the time. I'm kind of like just, it's like.
Sure.
And then I decide that, you know, it's time to go. I've got a 9 to midnight shift. And the reason we do 9 to midnight on Wednesday night is because that's when the bread deliveries come in from the grocery stores. And those don't come in until after 10 o'clock at night. So it's over there. And I pop in the shower. And after I get out of the shower, I look at my left eye. And it's kind of puffy. And I don't think anything of it, but it's just kind of puffy, and I'm like, well, that's odd. I said I must have gotten some soap in my eye, and
I wasn't careful with me shampoo.
But and I got the red little thing on the left side of my head, and I got the puffy eye. But it's not so bad that people can really notice. So
sure.
I go about my business, and I get over there, and it is a wonderful, wonderful event. As a matter of fact, there are old people, young people, everybody's organizing bread into portion sizes where they take out the different portions and they put it in different separate serving bags. And then that's all leading up till the next day where everything's going to be distributed.
Right.
And we're going to send it out there. And along with the breads that came in are just these incredible desserts. And, you know, I have been on
one for me, one for them.
I have been on a weight loss program that has nothing to do with looking good, has everything to do with, you know, getting my body in the right kind of condition that it needs to be in.
Right.
So, however, I am a man, flesh and bone.
Of course.
And
it's that time of year.
Yes.
If a pastry was dented, did you say right down the gullet?
Factory second.
No, yes.
No, I was amazing all night long until the very end when we were winding down. It's probably about quarter of 12. And I am, I'm just looking at this stuff and I see this table that's been there where the kids were hanging out. And there are these cupcakes. And on top of these cupcakes are these little chocolate footballs. And I've been walking by this all night long. It's a little thing like a little half-dollar size chocolate football that sits on top of
it's not wrapped or anything.
Well, it's in a container, but they haven't eaten
themselves,
all of
it. The footballs themselves are not wrapped in foil. They're
No. It's just sitting there,
chocolate.
Beautiful, shiny pieces of gorgeous chocolate. I'm not going to eat the cupcake, but at the very end of the night, I'm like, you know, you've done good. You've done good for your Lord and
you've
Savior, Jesus Christ.
A chocolate football.
You might as well.
Or 10.
So I reach over, and I'm pretty much under the radar. I'm having nice conversations with everybody, but I'm not making a big scene, and I'm not making a big deal.
So, Mike, it's not just a chocolate football. It's a secret chocolate football.
It's a secret chocolate football.
And instead of a bonbon, you're a bonbon.
It's like it's a bonbon. It's a piece of chocolate.
Say, look, did someone spill the gravy? And then when they're looking, you grab it.
I haven't had chocolate. I haven't had. So I look over at the thing, and reach down. I'm not doing this sneakily. I just because nobody's going to touch it. I just reach down and I rip. I take the piece of chocolate up, and as soon as I do that, I kind of get up quickly and I just walk in the other direction. You know, no need to see me devouring this chocolate.
So you just you leave the
eating stuff
behind,
all night long.
You leave the cupcake behind.
I leave
just
the cupcake
take the
behind.
Oh, that's
yes.
I don't know.
And I bite into I bite into the chocolate football, and I go. I hold on. Let me. Oh, I might want to turn on. I'm so discombobulated today. I swear to God, I'm so out of it. I need the sound effect for biting into the chocolate.
Well, I
it's
love
not
the fact
work.
That you just
story's
provided.
Story's not going to work, dumbass. Mr. out of it. Mr. Sweating. Okay.
You
yes,
just provided the sound effect of an instant replay being turned on.
Yes.
Which
thank
is
you
another
very much.
Great sound yeah. effect.
And because it's a modern piece of technology, but I bite into
the football.
And I go, oh my God, it is not a piece of chocolate. It is a brown plastic ring with a football on it. It's like a Cracker Jack ring. And I was so lucky not to take out my my three bicuspids when I bit into this. It was just, it was so ridiculously painful when I did this.
Oh,
I just, oh, Jesus Christ. And one of the young ladies who's running the thing, about 25 years old, and she's the head of the whole thing. She said, what did you do? I said, I thought this was a piece of chocolate, and I bit into it, and it was a piece of plastic.
Did you react in such a way that it was noticeable that you screwed up?
It was, you know, when I did this, I actually recoiled, and they said, what happened? And then I explained to them what had
poor
happened.
Man.
And that is all that. Somehow the sixth sense occurred, like you boys have known for years. Suddenly everybody in the room knows. There's the clown.
Yeah.
There is the man who will be the subject of all our comedy. That joke for the next 25 minutes went on where people are like going, would you like another plastic ring?
Oh,
and
God.
It was just, it was
and
fine.
It's made worse, even though it was unsaid, right. I'm sure. It's made worse that you ate the plastic ring by stealing it from the top of a cupcake.
Right, right.
Yeah,
and you didn't get the satisfaction of the chocolate, all that drama.
Yeah.
I know.
At the very least, he should have eaten the cupcake.
Yes.
Well, what I did is I ate half a box of peanut butter cookies. After
oh.
That. So, you know, I got mine fixed.
Wait, did you
anyway.
Go straight to them after there was no chocolate
yeah.
in that
yeah,
ring?
After the chocolate joke was over,
yes.
like a-hole chocolate, we're God-fearing people, but you're such a dumbass. Such a complete fool. And then, you know, we wound things up. About 10 of 12, I got out of there.
On schedule.
And it was great, and we were looking forward to the morning on Thanksgiving where you know, where we were going to go out and take care of things. So we wake up Thanksgiving morning, and yes, go ahead.
One thing, you know what, before we move on, one person who was strangely absent in the plastic ring story was Carla. I imagine she was with you, and I imagine she
no, she was home with the baby. She was home with the baby.
Oh, so she wasn't with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Carla
so you're
did,
all alone.
Carla and I did one night on, one night off, one night on.
Because
cool.
if she had
that's
been there, she would have offered you great comfort.
Oh, she would have been very kind about that. Hey, fat ass, way to go. How was your plastic lunch, douche? So we it's home to bed, got to get up right in the early. The eye is still a little puffy. I wake up this morning, and it's a little redder on the mark, and it's a little puffier. But we get ready because this is the exciting part.
This is Thanksgiving morning, then.
This is Thanksgiving
okay.
morning. We get up at 8:15. We're out of the house and heading over to the staging center at the church for
right.
all this, where 5,000, more than that, now it's getting up in the whole county, I think it's I think they do 30,000 meals, some ridiculous
oh, wow.
number
wow.
like that. Where, but it, you know, in our little area, it's not 30,000. But the numbers don't matter. What matters is it is. You know, I figure 8:15. We get there at 8:30. We're going to be all set. It's going to be. It's a madhouse.
Of course,
it is absolute pandemonium, and it is the most delightful, organized chaos that you will ever see in your life. You have cars everywhere.
Are you handing out turkeys like Mayor Barry used to?
No, because this is not, because we pulled all the turkey meat. And by the way, did you see the picture of Jimmy Cerrito with Mayor
yeah.
Barry?
Yeah, Jimmy
is
really
there
should
any,
go
is
back
is there
to
anybody
that
famous that he hasn't
oh,
really?
Such
is
language.
There, you know, Jimmy would go,
like
Jimmy, would,
to me in the
Jimmy would be in the Hofbrau house and go, it's Adolf Hitler.
No.
I might as well get a picture, Mo. Look at that. It's Joseph Stalin's here.
Well,
oh,
at least the
man,
picture
he's
was,
famous.
The picture was made better by Jimmy's haircut and his tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah. yeah it's just
good.
Like, oh, Mayor Barry with his drink in his hand.
Of course.
Like he had 15 before he had the courage to go over and do that. So We're not handing out turkeys. We're handing out portions of pre-measured turkey meat, and it's for families of two, families of four, families of six, families of eight, and it's all
doled
out.
So the bigger the family, the more food they got.
I mean, we're just we haven't done that much service.
No, I'm not.
I did when I was younger, but not on Thanksgiving. Not on Thanksgiving.
4 days. No, it's, like great to be
I did so others may eat multiple times, but not during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, of course. So you're handing out the food or getting
what?
The food?
A dumbass.
So they don't get turkeys; they get meals.
Right.
They get meals. Okay. And you get in a line the night before. I actually worked with some of the people to. Stage the area. We go over to one church hall and over to the next one where they're giving you your assignments and their arrows pointing you in the right direction. You have to go. You get your assignment for your delivery. And that's the only thing I will say that just I have to say this.
All right.
These are good-hearted people, but I just have to say this. It's just my opinion, but when you are volunteering to deliver meals to people less fortunate, I really don't think you should be able to whine about the area you get.
Mm.
I think if you have to drive 45 miles, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And I got a lot of the, I don't want to go, you know.
Older demographic.
God bless them. They're doing good, but they just can't help themselves but be little entitled people.
Yeah.
But I let it go. I let it go, and I walk up to the lady, and she says, is there an area that you want to deliver? I said, yeah, I want to deliver in the area where nobody wants to deliver. That's exactly what I said to her.
That's very nice.
Well, I knew, you know, down here.
They gave you Dallas-Fort Worth.
Said, Mike, we're sending you up to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's not really what I had in mind. But, no, they sent me to North Fort Myers, which was, the part that was furthest away from where we
were.
And I was a little disappointed because I could have done more deliveries, but we had a total of six deliveries, and we loaded up. The difficult part was getting the cart to put all the meals in because those were at a premium. And suddenly all these people that are doing good are hoarding the carts waiting for their names to be.
We are such flawed creatures.
We're completely flawed. We're completely flawed.
If it weren't
funny, hearts in the right place.
It would be so sad that they're giving up their holiday to help others, but then it becomes survivor within the charity.
And I am sitting there, the one woman in particular who had two boxes, which she could have used both of them to handle her meals. You get about five meals for probably 12 to 18 people totally.
Okay.
They can fit in a shopping cart or they can fit in a big box.
Right.
They really can.
People probably do a better job of consolidating at Costco when they got to get everything in their car.
Well, because
then
it's about them.
Yes. And I chose to look the other way when I saw the woman sitting there with the two boxes in the shopping cart eating a donut waiting for her name to be called because I just wanted to say I want to get this done, but it didn't matter because I was going to get her done. And finally, I saw them dropping off bread off this cart, grabbed a cart myself, and within 5 seconds, my name was called.
Excellent.
Carla, the great organizer. Thank God for her. I had all this stuff on the cart, and Carla said, where do these meals go?
I don't know.
Because
you know what?
Dumbass.
You had been swept up in the competition of acquiring the cart, so that was your victory of the moment. You didn't care that there was food to go somewhere. You were taken care of. We're all flawed like that.
Do they give you a
flawed
map or addresses, or do you get one
they
of those
give,
like MapQuest
maps? The organization of this is so phenomenal you're given the sequence of the deliveries you're going to get with the directions. They're all in a grid where you're not going someplace and then driving back 20 miles. And it was all very, very well organized. I don't think we used Nav. We used Nav, but we didn't need to use Nav because it was that well done. And it was really terrific. And at this point, I came out with one of the carts after mine was empty, walked back into the church hall and said, I got an empty cart.
The best of O'Mara.
I know they're interns, and we don't have them on any particular schedule, but I am curious, is Rofo gone for good? Is he ever coming back?
He's back tomorrow, is he not?
Yes. That's what I saw on his Facebook page. He's telling everybody he's away.
A lovely time with his parents and both sets of grandparents. And I understand he had a great Thanksgiving like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, 2 weeks ago, he was really excited to be away.
He was.
Mm-hmm. So he will hopefully be back tomorrow. But I tasked both Mac and Rofo with taking care of this T-shirt.
A direct order to Mac, though, for being fair.
Yes.
And he had to work with Rofo, but I don't know how that all went down because this is the first time we're going to hear about it.
So you have answers for us, Mac, on what we're going to be doing for T-shirts?
Yes. I have two different options that we can do. They work differently. One was shown to me by Rofo, and I came up with one myself.
Okay.
The one I found was the website theprintful.com.
Yeah, we don't need to plug them.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. How about they haven't given us anything yet?
Okay. Now, boys, put the teeth away for just a second. Yeah. Okay. So you actually want to hear what the boy has to say.
All right, if he could spit it out.
Hey, you know, you should really savor this moment that Mike wants to hear you.
Hey, bullet points. Quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It works. Right.
Maybe
we
that's
set
not
it
the
up.
Right music. Okay, go ahead.
Better.
You set it up. How it works is it's pretty much
louder.
On-demand T-shirts.
Thank you. Can you turn his mic on? Do you have his mic maxed?
I do.
Okay.
He's like a vampire. He's got a vampire voice. It cannot be captured.
Do me a favor. Turn up his gain. And it's not your fault. Everyone else is talking. He's not projecting, Mike. He's not projecting at all.
I understand. Okay.
Hello.
Is this better?
Thank God.
Very good. Start from the very beginning.
Okay. So how it works, this website, it's on demand. We set up a store on the website. And whenever somebody buys a T-shirt, it gets made from them and sent directly to the customer.
It gets made from them.
It gets made from them, exactly.
Like what? Like Eve?
Yes.
Like Eve made from Adam's rib?
Or
are you talking about the way the sentence is structured? Are you talking about the T-shirt manufacturer makes them to order?
Or is it the mob?
Or is it the mob? Are they made like Joe Pesci thought he was going to be made before he got shot in the eye in Goodfellas?
Do you need any pearls or scotch?
So you're telling me we have a place on the website. We come up with a great
pearls
T-shirt idea. We have a picture of it on our website. Somebody clicks on it, and it's made to order for them.
Correct.
Like America's Finest Restaurants.
What's our win? Like, what's our take?
This one of the two is not as high profit margin as the other.
What's the margin?
It's about $13 for us to buy the T-shirt, and it's about a $20 sell to the customer.
Okay, so that's $7.
Yes.
Does that include shipping or not include shipping?
The customer pays for shipping, so no.
Okay, so we would make $7 off of every $20.
So, and what about the other one, the other side?
Okay.
What's the margin there?
And whose idea was that? Was that yours?
That was mine.
$7 Mac.
Coming in swinging.
This other one worked completely differently. It's all... Thank you.
Differently. Apparently.
That's maybe, you know, it's the music's not helping. Let me pick it up a little bit.
All right, yeah, that's good times. Yeah.
No worries, Mac. Come on.
It's a pure pre-order. How it's going to work, we're going to have an end date, and we get all of the pre-orders between...
I don't like that idea. I like the first idea.
Okay.
Is it cheaper? Is the second idea
much,
cheaper?
Much cheaper.
What's the profit margin?
It is about $12 profit.
Per, if you were going to price your shirts at $20.
More if more are sold.
Okay. So it's a sliding scale in our favor.
That's like the other guy. I don't like that one. Yeah. I like the first one, even if we make less profit. I like that because it seems well, correct me if I'm wrong. I defer to our business manager,
Mr. Oscar Santana. I'd have to run the numbers in quantity.
Oscar, would you know, it's all about convenience.
Oh, here we go. Look at this report.
There you go. Reports.
Yay, reports. Hey, yay. This doesn't make any sense. First of all, the profit margins are going to be $5.50 a piece.
And the weird thing is the reports are printed on human
skin. For 2XL
and up. For 2XL and up.
Yes.
Do you know who listens to our show?
I know.
God bless him. It's 2XL and up. So let's talk about a $5.50 profit margin per $20 shirt.
Based on the fact that people just can't stop eating. And you know what? I'm not casting aspersions. I'm right there with you.
Mike, it's XLs, 2XLs, and that's predominantly what we sell. Smalls are great, but they barely – we have
okay,
so many smalls.
What up, smalls?
Oscar, what's a good margin? What's a good margin on a T-shirt? What's a good margin on a T-shirt?
When we would sell our T-shirts, we would make 50% margin. When we would sell them, that is the key point.
That's the magic number, though.
Yes, Bode T-shirts, when you would sell them?
No. Bode T-shirts are much smaller. This is a good comparison to Bode T-shirts, I'll tell you that much. But
if we sold a T-shirt for $20, we'd make $10.
We'd make $10 if the old way we did it. Right now, currently, right. we're going to make $550.
But we also are not bearing the brunt of the production.
True.
Because it's being made to order.
It's being made
and
elsewhere.
And to me, if we don't have to do anything except design the T-shirts and make them available.
$550 could possibly work.
And make it convenient for our listeners. Will they negotiate a little bit?
I don't know. I'd have to. You know what? That would be my job to let them know what we're trying to do. Right. Also,
will Mac entertain a question?
Sure. I'm also I would rather pay more money for a better T-shirt than pay like $10 for a horrible T-shirt.
Yeah. I totally agree. And you know what? I'd love to have a T-shirt that I could order on our website.
Yes,
I'd like to have that. And if it's that easy and that convenient, and they have these companies.
So we'd have to get
it.
Some samples in to see what actually is a good good thread count for
then
a T-shirt.
Then we could sell the
style.
Samples. For seed money, that's
you know
the
if
scheme.
We all
you know,
went on
your
Shark
brain,
Tank right
you,
now,
you work all... like you seriously work like you are selling pottery out of a cart. I swear to God, Rob, when you get into the business side, it's like you're like yes, then we could. He turns into Mr. Burns all of a sudden. Yes, we could.
Yes.
We could sell. We could sell the samples. Maybe we could
be
put
one
some
off.
Biological stains.
Limited edition, I tell you.
Now, Mac, when you were putting together your human skin reports, did you actually speak to any living people, or did you just sort of mine their websites?
I sent them an email. They have yet to get back to me.
Mm. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know what
is
I'm going to do
for Mac? Is that
the
people that do it? What's that?
I'm going to teach Mac how to do a cost analysis. That's something you will learn here on the show.
I'd appreciate
you
that.
You may not learn anything else.
Yeah, he's going to appreciate that. Oh, this
all right,
is great.
But I'm going to teach you how to do that.
We're going
to
end this meeting because it's going to be too boring if we talk. But can we agree on one thing? That I want to go with a company that makes them to order. And if we can find the
on-demand,
best company.
On-demand, baby.
On-demand T-shirts.
Yes.
And then let the floodgates open. And then I'm not all that freaked
out
about
give it up for show killer. Show killer.
Show killer.
Show killer. Show killer. Show
killer. But, Mike, at an asterisk, even if they aren't made to order, they have to be the quality that we can stand behind.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've always had good ones. And they're hearty T-shirts.
Something you
could
wear
from the beginning.
Multiple times.
That's right.
And they won't fall apart.
To different events.
Yes.
Exactly.
Or maybe wear in the pool if it's sunny.
Well, because, you know, when you talk about the double XLs and the people that are doing it, you need the hardy material.
Yeah,
because you do. You don't want that thin stuff where you seriously look like a bowl of jello.
Also, you don't want to look like you're being exposing yourself if the shirt gets wet somehow.
Yeah, well, as Oscar said, I think a lot of our listeners wear their shirts in the pool, and you don't want them to come transparent right away.
Absolutely
hey,
not.
Mom.
Absolutely not.
Put on your T-shirt, Junior. You're going to get sunburned.
Mac, do you have anything to add on this? Anything
no,
at all?
No, that's a good summary of all of it.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything do you lean personally towards one T-shirt or the other?
I lean towards the on-demand. I agree with that.
Well, that was your presentation.
Yeah.
Do you think perhaps you didn't try quite as hard on Rob's because it's Rob's?
No, I liked his idea. I mean, we talked the last couple days.
Was that Rofo's idea to do the other one?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hey, what are your thoughts on detergent? Because it looks like you haven't washed your sweatshirt or hat in months.
Yeah, the orange is getting darker.
when was the last time that you washed that sweatshirt that you're wearing? Right
probably
now?
A month ago.
Oh!
That is a cotton sweatshirt. That has to be laundered at least on a weekly basis.
Daily.
What are you wearing under it? Are you wearing a T-shirt under it?
Yeah. I always wear something under it.
Something
fresh or something about a month old?
No, it's something fresh.
And under the T-shirt, are you wearing some sort of harness?
Let's launder. Let's work on that now. All
right? You know what? Maybe that's more important than the cost analysis. It's a lesson at perhaps Oscar's home ec, where you go to the bank and get a roll of quarters, and we're going to teach you how to do laundry.
Laundry, baby. This is work.
And before we turn him loose, I must ask, Mac.
Yes.
What was your Thanksgiving highlight?
Let's now back to this music. How was Thanksgiving with the family, Mac?
It was actually very good. The problem is it was not very eventful. It was a normal
thank you.
Thing.
Thank
really?
You very much.
Show,
appreciate
killer,
that.
Show,
show,
killer,
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 show,
killer,
killer,
show, killer. Show,
did you,
killer.
Did you overeat?
I gave him the knife.
Hey, Mac, did you overeat?
Yes, I did, definitely.
Oh, did you get any on your sweatshirt?
Good
job.
Seriously, Mac, when someone asks you about Thanksgiving, we're looking for a little detail, like what's served at the McIntosh household? Apples?
Raincoats?
I see what you did. No, it's turkey, stuffing, two types of stuffing.
Okay, some detail.
What types?
I mean, stuffed. I'm not exactly what it's turned. It's in the turkey. Oh. And then cornbread stuffing.
Turkey stuffing.
Mm. And cornbread stuffing.
It's not turkey stuffing. It's turkey stuffing. I kind of paused there. I said turkey.
Did you seize up, Mac, and we don't know?
Yeah, a little.
Oh.
So it was turkey stuffing.
Cornbread stuffing.
Mm, you know what? That's great if you're gluten intolerant.
Mm.
Anything else?
Mushroom gravy.
Why is this? You've got a young brain. You've got a young brain. I mean, this is 5 seconds to rattle off everything on the menu. I don't need you to struggle with gravy. But you sound like you're 98 years old.
Gravy was made out of mushroom, and we had a stuffing. What kind was it? Cornbread. Cornbread stuffing is what it was.
The one Estelle makes.
Okay. Thank you.
I got this. Else,
hey, bud, think about your plate. What was on your plate? Go.
Broccoli, mashed potatoes.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. I love broccoli. Mashed potatoes. Jello pudding.
Oh.
Which was very good.
And the
cranberry sauce? No.
Oh, okay.
It was a carrot.
I can't do it anymore. Thank you very much, Matt.
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we all know that eating healthy is tough. Snacking healthy is almost unheard of. Well, it used to be. Now there's a wonderful company, Graze.com. That's Graze.com. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your home or office. The snacks are perfectly proportioned packs that are perfect for when you're on the go, and they're also great for snacking without overdoing it. With over 100 unique snack creations, there's always something new and different to try. How about punchy protein nuts with a chili lime twist? That's 7 grams of protein, ladies and gentlemen. Every delivery is a personalized healthy snack box. Plus, each snack in your box is approved by their wonderful nutritionists at Graze.com. No artificial flavors, no GMOs, and no trans fats. Go to Graze.com, that's Graze.com right now, and get a free trial box that includes 4 of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Just remember to use our special code TMOS. That's Graze.com and the code TMOS for your free box of snacks.
Hi, everybody. It's traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. We're all here early because of the snowstorm that was predicted that we're not going to get. So we are all an hour and a half early doing the show today, but that's okay because it gives the guys and myself all time to get out and do their Thanksgiving business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you, Mike, are not only going to be having dinner, but also serving others in the interest of charity.
Well, I'll talk about that a little bit later. I am Churchy McChurcherson. I certainly am.
You know who you are. You're Mike Charity Man.
That's right, everybody. I sure am. Yes, Oscar.
Driving in, I heard flights are being canceled all over the place.
Oh, it was a lead story.
And I said, well, that's weird. I just talked to my brother who's flying in today from Boston.
Well, they don't like to fly wet airplanes.
And he's getting on a plane in 30 minutes. It's 9 o'clock. He'll be on his plane at 9:30, right?
Right.
Now, I will go so far as to say if you are flying in to Boston later today, you might have a problem because they are getting a coastal storm.
I get that, but they go to National Airport, Reagan National Airport.
Right. Flying from Boston today to National, I don't think should be a problem.
Well, the problem would be is if you were going the other way, they would say, please come to Boston. And she said no.
That's my thought process. I'm going to ignore that. That's my thought process. And as soon as they go to their correspondent at National, and
How do you not love him? Look at the guy. Look at his giant head. How do you not love that? He drives me nuts. He drives me nuts almost every day. How do I not love the guy? Look at he's that makes him so happy.
I love you too.
I don't even know what that meant.
Is your brother
coming in? Is he going to make it?
He's fine. It's not a big deal. What I'm saying is this: they led with flights are being canceled all over the place. They go to their National Airport correspondent, and she says no flights have been canceled so far. And then the guy's like, "Whoa, we just heard flights are being canceled all over the place." She says, "No flights have been canceled so far." And he says, "Well, we heard that there are flight cancellations in Newark and Logan in Boston. Well, they may have flight cancellations. We have none so far." And they kept on going back to her, and she didn't want to lie. She didn't want to conjure.
Well, the problem is that they wrote the story last night, and
they didn't want to get rid of the story. Because they're full of crap.
They are.
And people were concerned that when I moved to South Florida that I would not
enjoy that. Well, let me explain to you people the magic of the internet, where I can look and see what they're doing. I can see the rain snow line.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly located right over the District of Columbia, so that all the BS artists,
choo-choo,
the Bernsteins, oh, the Curines, oh, that, you think I've forgotten you, dildos? Do you think I've forgotten you? No, I haven't. And incidentally, WTO crap, the worst news station with the biggest success in the United States, for the quality of the broadcast, the most overrated and luckiest bunch of people,
yes,
because they're garbage cans. They are garbage cans.
But you know what? This morning we talk about.
Hold
five.
On, I don't. I want. We have a lot to get to, Rob, because we got a mail by, and I wanted to just say, you know, flights might be inconsistent, news stories might be inconsistent, forecasts must be inconsistent in the D.C. area, but you know what's not inconsistent?
What?
The Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus package.
Yay!
We are debuting our
Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus package.
When are we doing that, Oscar?
Today.
It's
on the site as we speak.
Today.
You can look at a forecast when there's any kind of weather coming into Washington, D.C., and you go, well, what's it going to be? And you look at your child who might be wanting to get off of school next week, and you go, I don't know, Dad. They say we're going to get it, and then we don't get it. And that's right, little Johnny, because it's inconsistent. But you know what's not inconsistent?
What?
The Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus show package.
It promises quality.
It delivers quality, and we're coming off 2014, which was quite simply our best year ever. Not only in quality, but in quantity.
Oh, quantity.
We've overserved.
And been
overserved. We delivered more bonus shows to our listeners than we ever have. Shut up, Frankie. I'm doing a commercial. We delivered more bonus shows to more people on time and under budget than anyone could ever believe. And that's why it's known throughout the internet podcasting community. And I'm talking, of course, about
the Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus show package.
How does he do that?
It's known as one of the greatest products and one of the most consistent quality products known to mankind. And that's why, you know, you're going to hear a lot of talk about Black Friday, and you're going to hear a lot of talk about Cyber Thursday and
Monday
and hacking your credit card Tuesday. But let me tell you what, if you want to do something that's going to be easy,
yes,
that'll make the Mike O'Mara Show fan in your life happy and easy. You don't have to go out to a big box store. You don't have to labor through all the sale prices and try to figure out what's the best percentage. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on
the Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus show package
and get ready to simply sit back, put your feet up, kick off your stinky shoes, and be fabulously entertained.
Boom, bam.
Did you know that Consumer Reports magazine actually said it is the second greatest entertainment value in the world right after the Stars Channel?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
It's called
the Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus show package.
Rob, what can you tell us about the 2015 bonus show package?
You know, so many people, they worry week to week. They say, oh, my God, how am I going to find a way to get the Mike O'Mara bonus show? Because I listen to every regular show.
Now, see,
but
what
there's
I think
that
you're
bonus
doing there,
show.
I think you're conjuring.
No,
I think you're conjuring.
I'm not. Because what happens is when you subscribe for a low price, pennies a day, literally pennies a day, you will get automatically.
Rob.
Yes.
This is the announcer.
Oh, yeah. Hi, announcer.
You're rambling all over the place.
We're losing
I simply
sales.
Want to know.
No.
We are losing sales based on the fact that pretend you are trying to get your daughter backstage at a concert. Thank you.
What I'm saying is for pennies a day, you can have the Mike O'Mara bonus show delivered directly to your iPod.
On demand.
On demand. It's there waiting for
Full
you.
Full mobile
you
access.
You mean you can have the
Mike O'Mara Show 2015 bonus show package?
Yes, automatically. And that's going to be a show every week for the entire year of 2015. Think of all that extra entertainment brought to you.
George Bush used to have be very, very he would be challenged when he would have to talk about loving families and people that had been hurt and nurtured. But when he talked about war and he talked about going to war and military activity, he was always very good.
That he could do.
Really, really good. Rob's the same way when it comes to actually really doing one of our sells for the business. When it's something like that doesn't really exist, like what was it, Cat 2011. What was the fake cat?
The original cat, I think it was Cat 2011.
Cat 2011. Rob could talk for 9 hours on that, but get him to say, you know, you really want to sell a project. So I just want to thank Rob because that was very difficult for what he just did.
Well, I mean, and Mike, if you really
what you just
paint.
Did, you did a very good job. You didn't have it at the beginning, but then you got on message, and I thought it was a struggle for you, and I thought you did really
you
well.
You got
really,
the IFB
what you
notes.
Need to do is you need to paint with a broad brush, and face it, where I lack any sort of skill is anything that helps you.
No, not me.
No.
Where you lack skill is anything that helps the business.
Yes. Ah, the business.
And that's it, where and you
are. But you
check
are the business.
If it helps the business, it helps you.
It does.
That's yes.
But
see, I'm self-destructive.
Oscar, he totally doesn't get that. And he never, ever will.
Well, he doesn't know the business because this is a man that has to ask his wife about the business.
Oh, I love when he plays that drum. Jesus, he's got two arrows in his goddamn quiver.
But you know what he's good at?
What's that?
He's good at putting that mailbag together.
Yeah, he is.
And we have to get to that or we're not going to have any show.
Oh, my God, are we going to do that? Because it's really, you know what? It's not about me.
No, it's not about me either. It's really about our listeners.
It
and
is.
We talk to you right now because, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you. That's right. It's all about you. And I left my glasses out in the other room. So this ought to be a real challenge today. Our new
do you want to go get your glasses?
Yeah, you should get your glasses.
No.
You know what we could do?
If I do that, you might as well put me in a nursing home, okay? If I have to do that.
Let me offer this. We are already almost 10 minutes into the show. Why don't we open the show? You go get your glasses. We do the mailbag when we start the show.
Smart move.
Huh?
That's
smart
a fine
move.
Idea. Way to go. You know, terrific idea. Start the show, butthead.
The Best of O'Mara.
Before, we promised it to you.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, and it's time to go into the mailbag on what is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Absolutely.
Our new youngest listener, welcome to our world, Claire Hope Kinney of Appleton, Wisconsin, born October 30th. Parents and baby are doing well, so that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
I love when they bring a new one in. It's awesome.
Mike Gallagher would love a birthday wish. His big day is Thanksgiving, but he'll hear this greeting as he travels across New York State inspecting bridges and roads built and maintained by window lickers and booger flickers.
That's hilarious.
Happy travels, America. Yeah. Hey, Mike, good luck taking care of that infrastructure.
Yeah, it looks
it's
good.
It's crumbling in the
United
States.
Was it 60 Minutes that showed that special about how...
They it's actually, all crumbling.
Instead of in fixing a bridge, they actually built a net under the bridge to catch the pieces
I've
that
seen
fall.
Nets like
it
that.
Was a nice save. I think, yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
You know who worked on bridges up in the great state of Maine? You guys remember, were you up to Maine when we had the old Bucksport Bridge? Did we ever go over the old Bucksport Bridge?
No, the first time we went to Maine, we went over the bridge that replaced it.
Yeah.
The remember, new one.
Okay. The new one's gorgeous. Yeah.
Do you know Teddy? Teddy painted that bridge when he was a teenager, when he was in college.
Whoa.
He actually painted that bridge.
It was part of the sentence, wasn't it?
All I know, you'll have to ask Teddy about it, but Teddy tells a story about the foreman who was this old Maine guy.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, you know, how come you don't have nets underneath the bridge while they're painting it? He said, oh, it doesn't matter. They're just goddamn hippies.
Wow.
I love
that's
that
not a small bridge.
No.
No, it's not. Scary. Dawn is turning 43 on Saturday. Maybe someone will get her a last name for her birthday.
You jerk.
She plans to spend her birthday riding Metro all day long in the District of Columbia. All right. Do we do that?
Yeah, well, she wanted it really bad. Yeah,
are you playing the sound effect?
I will, yeah. You want it?
Well, that's what you normally do. You wrote the mailbag.
Yeah, well, normally you
are you
start...
stroking out on me today? What's going on?
Normally
he doesn't
want to
be here, and he's here on a Wednesday.
Normally you start the voice, and then you do the chime. That's normally
right,
how it falls out.
I don't know about that, but hit that again, because that normally is the cattle.
There's Orange Line. Orange Line. Metro. It's a green line to Farragut Vehicle Class. Yeah, doors get here. This is the blue line. Doors open on the floor. Chinatown. Come on. my heart stopped.
Okay,
thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
A,
oh, no.
No, I, no. I wasn't making a joke about that. Okay. Happy fifth birthday to Jocelyn Daphne Leet. L-E-E-T-E. Is it Leet?
It is Leet, yes.
Leet.
Leet of Walnut Creek, California. Mike is her favorite because she likes his glasses and voices. You mean the glasses that I got out during the break?
Exactly.
Aww,
oh, that's cool.
She likes
them.
Yeah.
Oscar comes in second because she likes his hair. Aww. And she... She hates Rob's disgusting bald head.
Yep.
Whoa.
Did you bring the kick me sign to work today? I'm curious about that.
I have no idea, Mike. Sometimes they just all fall in a row like that.
Yeah. Bob Hample.
Hey, Bob Hample.
Bob Hample. He turns 50 on Friday. He lives in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. 50 is nifty. We can all agree on that. Here's a request for a happy 44th birthday sexy greeting for Angie Shumate.
Shumate.
Okay, yes. Angie. Now, see, wouldn't it be nice and sexy if it was Shumate?
Yes, it would. Shumate.
Shumate sounds like something that, you know, you put in a box in a shoe store. Angie Shumate from Sexy Pony Boy. She wants a sexy greeting, Pony Boy, so wish Angie a happy 44th.
Well, Angie, I hope you're having a wonderful birthday, and if you want to come over later, maybe we could check out that Shumate. And,
I was going to play the vomit sound, but I can't because it was too funny.
He did well.
That's good stuff. Here's a request for a another birthday. Daughter Madeline Shumate from Angie is almost 14 and would love some words from the gingerbread man. So from Angie Shumate to daughter Madeline Shumate, Oscar the gingerbread man for daughter Madeline, who's almost 14.
Madeline, respect your mom. Keep away from boys and keep it tight.
Yes. I don't remember that line from Shrek.
Yeah.
I don't remember the gingerbread man saying keep it tight. No. It's been a while since we've sung our signature birthday song, so how about it for Lotta Huxley? She's 55 and she's hot. So this goes out to Lotta. Happy birthday,
Lotta
birthday.
Huxley. Thank you.
And now it's on to the letters, right, Rob?
Yes.
Greetings from sunny Buffalo. I just wanted to let you guys know how we're doing here in New York's Queen City.
Hi.
Boy, they've been stepping in it up there, and I'm talking about feet of snow.
Yes.
Foots of snow. My wife and kids and I live in Marilla, which is about 17 miles south of Buffalo, and it was among the hardest hit areas. Our region received a total 84 inches of snow. My God, in 3 days.
Wow.
I wish I could say TMOS helped me through the last week, but as I've been busy continuously snow blowing and removing 5 feet of snow from my roof, mind-boggling, I'm a bit behind on the show. There have been dozens of roof collapses in western New York, one of which was our neighborhood pharmacy, but the community got together and helped the owners move the medications and equipment to a nearby vacant storefront so they could continue filling prescriptions. That's good stuff.
Isn't that cool? Community
at work. That's exactly what makes Buffalo the greatest city that it is. We are known as the city of good neighbors, and that is never more true than at times like this. Well, God bless them. I'm glad they're doing well up there. The weather has warmed, so now I'm off to prepare our basement for possible flooding.
Nice.
Oh, God, yeah. I just remember, that's not a good thing when the weather warms
after
this.
No, it's not.
Take care, gentlemen. P.S., there's still a driving ban in our area, so I was hoping Rob could run out and grab some milk, kitty litter, and Kraft baby marshmallows. Can you run out and get something for Jeff Heller, Rob?
Yeah, of course, Mike. I will be right back.
Hang in there, Buffalo. We got a lot of listeners,
Mike,
up there.
Can I quickly shoehorn a birthday in?
And go right ahead.
It's Todd Moore's birthday.
Oh,
our friend
Todd.
Tomo.
Yes.
And my life partner.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
He is celebrating his birthday on November 30th.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't make a big deal about his age.
No, I don't think he does. But
all right, well,
maybe 40?
Let's send out. I have it right here. It's a very special greeting for Todd Moore.
You do.
Todd, listen up. This one's for you.
You is kind. You is small. You is important. You is smart. You is kind. You
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday,
Todd.
Good guy, Todd Moore.
Tim Moose Gabberth writes, "Hello there, sirs.
Hi, sirs.
I just wanted to mention I had to replace 4 dartboards at our Moose Lodge. Guess from whence I ordered them. You got it. The TMOS Amazon portal. Love you guys."
Man, Mike, when is the last time anyone bought 4 dartboards? That's why
That's
I find this
cool.
so funny.
I like that. Four dartboards on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Our next letter, boys. I just wanted to send a note to let you know that my husband, Aaron Karsten, had been looking forward to going to the Reno show for weeks and weeks. Unfortunately for him, his pregnant wife decided to go and have all kinds of respiratory problems.
Wow, what a jerk.
And keep him from attending. He's been great taking care of me and our toddler and hasn't complained, but I know he's disappointed. Can you give him some sort of shout-out for being so awesome and let him know how much his family appreciates him, sacrificing a weekend of booze, laughter, and gambling for us? Thanks so very much. And that comes from Melissa Mooney. So let's say that. Now, it's Melissa Mooney. Is she married to Aaron Karsten?
She's the one with the respiratory problem.
Well, then why didn't she take his name?
That's probably the root of the problem, Mike. She's selfish.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. I have my name. I can't breathe. I'm having a baby.
Oh, no.
It's all about
How
Melissa.
Dare you.
Yeah.
Just want to say, I'm just going back in the letter now. My husband, so it says husband, Melissa.
Yes.
I am seeing your letter, says Melissa Mooney, and your husband is Aaron Karsten. I would ditch that Mooney name and take on the name of your husband, which is the right thing to do.
Maybe
woman.
She kept her name, Mike, because she's a big fan of Gail Gordon. Mr. Mooney from Here's
right.
Lucy, yeah.
Well, Aaron, you are a obviously long-suffering guy, and she won't even take your name. So.
That is hilarious.
I know that backfired on Melissa, but Melissa, come on. You know, it's not all about you.
Yeah.
Anyway, a next letter. Dear guys, I have a sincere and noble request of you fellas. I've always thought that if and when I wrote to you guys, I would do so in a witty way. Today, I simply as a favor to call or send a message to the most precious woman.
Oh, it should be okay. Ask a favor.
Today, I simply ask
a favor.
Today, I simply ask a favor to call or send a message to the most precious woman on the face of the earth. For her birthday, Leslie Bauman. Leslie has saved my life over and over again, especially when I suffered a massive heart attack and recovered. Again, I'm sorry. I am no great wit, and I do apologize for this rather forward request, but it's so very deeply important that Leslie be recognized on her special... Jesus. You're going to have another heart attack if you put any more words in your letter, pal. And Rob didn't paste it right because he's enjoying the holiday already, so you didn't put it in there the right way, and it's one of those letters that we always get. Always get
it's
we have been
sentiment.
On a great roll.
It's a sentiment.
A thousand blessings, and thank you for all the funny for such a Aww. Long part of my life. Thank you all. That is from Brian Bauman. So, Leslie, you've got a husband who loves you,
Aww.
And he's Brian Bauman. And, Brian, next time, go for the witty. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ. And it's
sweet,
amazing
though.
How, you know, when you cut and paste, today I simply as a favor to call, you don't put that ask in, it becomes an as. It destroys the entire letter, doesn't it?
It
really
does.
It does. Doesn't
does.
It? It really does.
It Mark, really does. Sure.
Do you don't hate us today,
pitiful.
Rob?
Don't play. He's playing pitiful now, and it's not
He
fun.
Hates us today.
No, I hate Brian. Right now, today. I hate Brian Bauman.
Well, it was a terrible letter.
Well, you know, and that was the rewrite. That was That's what I could do with his words.
I know.
Think, you know what? Next time, skip the nitro.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
God has a plan, Mike. God has a plan.
Rob, that's not us. That's Rob.
Rob
Spiewak.
Technically wished
you know
death on a listener.
No.
He got his win. He got his win. He doesn't need them anymore. He got what
yes,
he wanted.
Exactly. Yes,
he got what he wanted. He doesn't need them for anything anymore.
Hold your fire,
you all
Bolivia.
Can die.
Hold your fire,
See
Bolivia.
You later.
We're gonna get to that in the body.
The
of the
next
show.
Time I hear somebody say, "I love cake and cookies," do you? It's, he doesn't love
it's
you.
The last it's, thing in the world Oscar's allowed to talk about is writing.
Okay, here we
so
go.
You
Let's
pipe
move
down.
On. Let me get through this. Mark Charlesworth has submitted some quotable quotes from the late Marion Barry for all of us to enjoy. Well, this is great. And Rob's got the music ready for that. Right back on track here. These are real Marion Barry quotes, Rob?
They are indeed.
All right, I guess I'll do them in the Marion Barry voice.
I'd like that.
I promise you a fleece a car on every sidewalk.
Yeah.
If you take out the killings, Washington Ashley has a very low crime rate.
What?
Real quotes
yeah,
from
real quotes.
Late
yeah.
Barry. First, it was not a strip bar. It was an erotic club. And second, what can I say? I'm a night owl. This is
club.
Some good work here, Mark. Good job. I'm clearly more popular than Reagan. I am in my third term. Where's Reagan? Gone after two. Defeated by George Bush and Michael Dukakis, no less. He didn't know.
Did not know.
He didn't know presidents served two terms.
Well, you know, he's more of a local politician, Mike.
Here's the next one. People have criticized me because my security detail is larger than the president's. But you must ask yourself, are there more people who want to kill me than who want to kill the president? I can assure you there are.
I didn't know he was notorious for having a huge security detail.
Yeah, lots of people on the payroll.
Oh,
wow.
Next one. What right does Congress have to go around making laws just because they deem it necessary?
This is beautiful. They're real? Are they real?
They're
we didn't vet
real.
Them, so I hope they're real.
They're all real.
And the last one. I'm a great mayor. I'm an upstanding Christian man. I'm an intelligent man. I'm a deeply educated man. I am a humble man. And the last one here. Bitch set me up. That's from Mark Charlesworth.
Well done.
Very Mark.
Well done.
I'm giving you a round of applause.
I like that. Very much. Thank you. Favorite.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob and Joe. I'm Rob, the better looking and funnier of the two.
I think you have that backwards. I, Joe, am considered better looking and funnier.
I don't know about that. Well, who's the smarter one?
Smarter, we're both morons.
Very true. We are both idiots. And you can listen to us idiots every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
Rob Stummer.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. The Best of O'Mara.
News.
Mike?
Oh, I am. Yes.
There's a new phenomenon that I don't know if you're aware of. Now Oscar lip syncs his boo from the beginning of the news element.
It's my favorite bit.
Well, let's try it again. Here we go.
News.
Watch.
Boo.
It's like putting on the hits. Remember that show?
Oh, there is such good news today in the world of show business,
people.
What's
that? What's that?
NBC is bringing Neil Patrick Harris back to series television.
Oh, yeah.
As host of a comedy variety series, the new show is based on the successful British TV format Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway. Has anybody ever seen that?
I don't take the BBC.
Okay.
Ant and Dec?
I like Ant, but I hate Dex.
Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway. NBC didn't announce an official title or premiere date for its adaptation, which will air for 10 episodes. The series will feature comedy sketches, musical numbers, mini game shows, and appearances by A-list stars, according to NBC.
So you know what it is?
In front of a live audience.
It's Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante.
It's what it is. And, you know, everything old is new again. This is a 40-year-old format that they're bringing back.
Well, but also,
I like
here's
when he says, "Cuánto cuesta?" Cheers.
San Francisco.
Here's the thing. Does it have to be Neil Patrick Harris?
Yep.
Does it always have to be Neil Patrick Harris?
Well, he was great in Gone Girl. Killed.
He was good in Gone Girl. Yeah. He was. But it's always Neil Patrick
Harris.
Well,
they have to attach it. They have to attach a name to it, Mike, and they don't have – there's no Carol Burnett's anymore. It has to be someone who can do all that stuff. And whether or not you're a fan of his work, I mean, he can.
They could pick a douchier guy, right?
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has served as the Emmys host and the Tony Awards host, so we'll see what happens. I don't mind the idea of a variety show. It might be kind of fun, a little different. We haven't had that in a while, so we'll see what happens.
The neat thing about Ant and Dex is I wondered where he left after he left Opie, and now apparently he's hosting a show over in Great Britain, so good for him.
Cuanto cuesta el fantastic.
Cheers.
Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin have consciously uncoupled. A source says, and that Jennifer apparently was the one that did the uncoupling. Officially, we don't know why, but those ever-present anonymous sources say it's all about Paltrow.
Really?
Gwyneth Paltrow, yes.
Is she warming her way back in?
Here is the anonymous quote attributed to no one. Jennifer just couldn't compete and didn't want to. Chris is clearly not over Gwyneth. And his main priority is his kids. So anyway, they split up if you care about that.
So she's on the market, Oscar.
Man, take those cans somewhere else.
That's right.
Yeah,
put
baby.
Them on the cloud.
Hugh Jackman was recently treated for skin cancer for a third time in a year, but he will not die, we assume. It
you
was
made
a
it
minor
like a
thing.
Like a movie promo, Mike. That was like a trailer.
He will not die in a world. It was a minor thing. His rep says it's all good now. Jackman was also treated in November of 2013. Did you know that he was treated for skin?
I had heard that rumor. I didn't.
I did not know. At the time, he said, "quote It's a basal cell carcinoma, which of all the skin cancers is the most minor, but you do need to take care of it immediately because it's growing. Basal cell carcinoma, also what I'll be putting on the steaks on Sunday." So yeah. Looking forward
I
to
thought
that.
He was a guy we had on the show a couple months ago. British
basal
guys.
Cell. Hello. I'm basal cell calcinoma. We've got another one. Apparently, Larry King got a good reception for tweeting out late night random thoughts last week because he unleashed another batch on Sunday night.
Yep.
Here are the highlights, all right? We've got them right here. I don't have any music for Larry. I don't know whether we have that, but I like the smell of turpentine.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with him?
When was the last time you saw someone smoking a pipe? Sue me, but I don't like buttered popcorn.
Oh, God.
I used to be able to name every member of the U.S. Senate.
That's BS right there. That's a lie. He's never been able to.
Do you think Sean's doing this?
Like helping him with it?
Yeah, she's like, they sit down, you know, and they're doing it. They just finished their podcast, and he's in New York, and she's in L.A.
Right.
He goes, I have to do that tweeting thing.
No, you know what this is? And Michael,
well, they were doing it that way. Go ahead, Rob.
This is his old Larry King column, King's Things. He's just taking it to the next level. He might not do the actual typing, but he's thinking them.
Somebody's tweeting them. Yeah.
If they were doing it the way Larry does the podcast, Sean would say, Larry, we're ready for another one of your random thoughts. And Larry would come on and go,
can you hum rap music?
So, that's one of them right
you
here.
Should do them for him.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Hold on just a second.
I'll do them all like Larry.
Please.
I don't know why, but I've never enjoyed drinking water.
He's a mess.
I've been having a hard time finding Nestle's Crunch Bars lately. Bring back the miniskirt. I still get excited when the mailman shows up.
He's home for that?
Yeah.
Larry, we're ready for your last we're ready for your last one, Larry.
I've never driven a tractor.
What does it say about me, Mike? That's the most entertaining Larry King has been for me in 10 years. Just
know,
that.
That's fantastic.
That's what he should do.
What a maniac.
The Washington Redskins. Anybody watch that game last night? Amazing football
game.
Yes, sir. Really, really great Monday
so
night
much
game.
Fun.
Beautifully called. And kudos to John Gruden, who I thought was very objective, considering the fact that his brother was coaching the Redskins. They had just defeated their hated rival, Dallas. Everybody in burgundy and gold was feeling a rare moment of exaltation, and I felt the same way. I felt good for the Redskins fans. Colt McCoy, great shots of his dad watching him with this great victory. Really a tough team in Dallas. And John Sutcliffe of ESPN Deportes, was trying to wrangle an on-camera interview with McCoy. Enter Tony the Dick Wiley.
Yep.
Redskins Vice President of Communications. And it's great when somebody's an a-hole, and he's probably an a-hole all the time, but they caught him on camera being a jerk. He was trying to get McCoy off the field however he could. Rob Stewart.
I was just going to tell you that I have the tape standing by if you want to hear.
Okay. He was trying to get Colt McCoy off the field however he
this
could.
This is great.
And he comes across as a total hump because everybody knew this guy, Wiley, was in charge. Play the tape, Rob. This is at the end of the Redskins game. Great
on
victory
TV.
For the Skins.
That's right. The Gruden brothers are talking, and then this happens.
Jay, your brother has a question for you. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Jay, I just want to know when you're going to give Colt McCoy a hug and start to enjoy the victory.
This is cool.
When are you going to give Colt a big hug and start enjoying this?
As soon as I get off the microphone with you clowns.
Oh, go for it. Stop.
So they're leaving.
Thank you, Lise.
They're leaving
and
now.
Colt, quite a night here in Texas as the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins come down to overtime.
No means no.
No means no.
What a day.
No
he's got
no.
his little pocket square.
Mike,
what a jerk.
If you isolate that no means no, that vine it went so viral that it was trending worldwide and people were asking questions. When someone offers you drugs, no means no.
Exactly.
When someone tries to steal your rent money, no means no. When you want to get McDonald's and your wife says no means no.
No means no.
But it was everywhere.
Yeah,
worldwide,
trended worldwide. Completely viral and great when a guy gets called on being a hump.
Absolutely.
I really, really like that. It
right?
was terrific.
A dick.
Yes, absolutely. We're not 100% sure this is real, but we want to believe it is because it fulfills every single guy's hungover fantasy. There's a photo circulating online from a guy named Dave. We don't know where he lives. We're guessing England. Apparently, he had a really bad hangover last week and wanted pizza, but he didn't want to leave his bed, so he ordered Domino's online, and in the delivery instructions, he wrote, "I'm so hungover in bed. Let yourself in. Turn right. Go past the kitchen, through the lounge room. Turn left, and double doors are my bedroom. I'm in my undies watching James Bond. Don't be alarmed. Thanks, Dave." And the Domino's delivery woman actually did it.
That's great.
We know because it might be fake, but who knows? It might not be either. We know because Dave posted a screenshot of his order on Domino's and a photo of the delivery woman walking into his room with his pizza.
That is awesome.
I like that. And now a little something-something. You should never drive drunk, but you especially shouldn't do it around Halloween when you're in an embarrassing costume.
That's right,
Matt. The internet will not give you a pass. 37-year-old Carrie Gibson of Gorham, Maine. Hey, another Maine chick.
Hey.
Was driving around 2 a.m. on Sunday on her way home from a Halloween party. At least we hope it was on the way home from a party. And she doesn't just randomly dress in elaborate kids' costumes.
Oh, no.
When the cops pulled Carrie over, she was wearing a full-blown Hello Kitty costume.
That is so great.
That included a big plush Hello Kitty head.
Sure.
Although she had it on the passenger seat. She wasn't wearing it while she was driving. At least, it doesn't seem like that, or unless she took it off at the last minute. She might have whipped it off before the cops got there. She was arrested for DUI, failure to properly use a litter box, and licking herself while operating a motor vehicle. Now, without further ado, let's get right to the audio vaults with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie.
You know, you mentioned in the news the passing of John Panette, but I don't think I would be doing you your due diligence, Mike, without playing you one of the funniest routines in the history of fat guys on stage.
Okay.
John Panette at the Chinese buffet. This is one we have quoted.
This is good. This is a nice tribute to this guy. Rob and I like fat comedians, and this is a nice tribute to him.
So I went to this Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, and while the owner, he got I mean, he was rude, though. He'd come out every hour. Son of a still here. Look, he go again. He started screaming at me. You're going now. You're here 4 hours. Why you're here 4 hours? You not come here anymore. Why you have spare rib? You're so big.
And one thing I love about him, and it goes back a few years, he was always at the telethon, and that's donated time. So he's a guy who cared. Good comic, and I'm sorry to see him go.
Yeah, that's a shame, and I guess he lost a lot of weight towards the end of his life.
Did he really?
Yeah, they said he lost, he said he was up to over 400 pounds, and he lost, they said, half of that. So,
wow.
You know, who knows? But that's what, and you can go to his Facebook page, which I did, and you could tell he'd dropped some LB. So that's a safe home, John Panette.
In the mention also of Mickey Rooney, I also need to mention that Mickey Rooney is part of one of our favorite lines ever. He's the setup guy in a mad, 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 mad world when Jim Backus needs a drink.
You know what, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
Old fashions. You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. Just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
And when you asked Mickey Rooney back in 2009 what his secret was to living a long life.
Is that the secret for having longevity?
It must be.
No, the secret of having longevity is to keep breathing.
Did you hear? I think it was last Friday, the earthquake in Los Angeles was during a Dodgers game.
I heard about it, but I didn't, you know, I was too busy loading a truck.
I can't believe Vin Scully is still on the air for one thing, and how cool he is when he handles it.
And that's going to go foul up to the right upstairs. Little tremor here in the ballpark. I'm not sure if the folks felt it, but we certainly felt it here in press box row. The tremor and only that, thank goodness.
Isn't he great?
He is good. Compare him to those two anchors that dive under the
desk. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. He's the best.
I like that he called them folks. That was nice.
The folks.
He is so comfortable.
Yeah.
So Vince
comfortable Scully, there. Who cut his teeth, Oscar, on a guy named Red Barber. Mm-hmm. He kind of was trained by Red Barber, or
He basically
adopted his style, would you say?
I don't know if he was mentored by Red Barber, but Red Barber was my father's favorite. And it was this kind of folksy, you know, welcome to a great day at the ballpark.
That's cool.
Like just that. Kind of an easygoing, and kind of why I like the guys up in Boston, too. Darnasillo's a good guy.
I don't know how long Vin Scully's going to stay at it, but I would have thought he would have retired before Letterman. That's just my thought.
Absolutely.
And I close, Micah, since it's your debut in the Florida studio, I wanted to find a Florida joke to close with.
West South Florida.
So let's throw it over to the Saturday Night Live news desk.
A family of hawks has taken over a library in Florida, and they're attacking anyone trying to enter the building. So far, there have been zero attacks.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Woo! Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.